GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Tuesday, August 19, 2026. Compiled Tuesday, August 19, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Judy Note, in 1823 the Rothschilds Illuminati Deep State Cabal took over all the financial operations of the Catholic Church, resulting in them owning the Catholic Church, Vatican, and Vatican Bank. By 1913 the Rothschild Deep State and other S.N. worshipping bankers had taken control of the U.S. monetary system. They soon established their privately owned Federal Reserve and IRS, running U.S. taxpayer monies through their privately owned U.S. corporation in the independent Washington, D.C., to their privately owned U.K. crown in the independent City of London, then the monies went on to their privately owned Vatican Bank in their independent Vatican City and then out to their central banks across the world. About a month later the monies returned to the Illuminati Deep State Cabal's New York Central Bank, where they lent it back, charging interest, for use of the American people. Another way the Cabal made money was through creating wars, that they would finance on both sides, including World War II. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, Gold Never Dies, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reignites the gold standard debate, gold can't have a budget deficit. Gold can't start a war. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, Red Code Alert, Category 6 Storm, EBS, White Hats, Fort Knox, The New Currency and the Final Yard, Ricardo Bossi Sounds the Alarm, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 23, 2026, Trump was expected to make an address that would declare a total defeat of deep state tyranny, followed by 10 days of communication darkness to finish the mass arrests. Thursday, August 20, 2026, Zim Redemptions, Jezara and QFS Wealth Transfers Begin, 107, JFK Jr., on Telegram, Monday, August 24, 2026, the ISO 20022 messaging, that defines how banks transmit payment information, completes its transition across all major banking rails. For the first time in history, SWIFT, Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, BRICS, IMF and all high-value cross-border payment systems will speak the same transaction language, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram, Tuesday, August 18, 2026. First week in September 2026, redemption centers will start processing live appointments in accordance with full Jezara protocol. The schedule is already being filled with authorized, Tier 4B, participants, according to sources within two U.S. agencies, Nizara Jezara connected on Telegram. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. A redemption center leader, plus an Intel provider, both said they were going to try to do Tier 4B exchanges by the end of this week. If not, Tier 4B notification to set exchange appointments will happen over the weekend. There were MedBed centers functioning right now. Treatments were generally less than an hour, including the regeneration of arms and legs. Zim holders and those with dire needs will have access to a MedBed within a few days of their currency exchange. The general public will be informed about MedBeds around 10 days after our exchanges. 70,000 MedBed centers with at least two MedBeds each will be available throughout the globe. August 24, 2026, Tuesday, August 18, 2026, the global financial system crosses a threshold from which it cannot return. Christian B. Wallace, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Monday, August 24, 2026, the ISO 20022 messaging, that defines how banks transmit payment information, completes its transition across all major banking rails. For the first time in history, SWIFT, Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, BRICS, IMF and all high-value cross-border payment systems will speak the same transaction language, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram, Tuesday, August 18, 2026. See Daily Reports. Signed by Trump last night while you were sleeping were two executive orders. one destroys the IRS, the other opens the Federal Reserve payment to electronic assets and non-bank institutions. Nizara Jazara connected on Telegram Tuesday, August 18, 2026. One destroys the IRS. Forever. The DOJ wording, forever barred and precluded from investigating or prosecuting. That's not a break. That's a death certificate for the tax collection arm of the old system. The other opens the Federal Reserve payment rail to electronic assets and non-bank institutions, without a banking license. He just opened the door to a system without banks. The door opens once, a Treasury official on Telegram. All sovereign citizens are getting a quantum ledger tied to their birth certificate bond, the value they stole from you the day you were born. Since 1933, your birth certificate has been traded as a security. Your social security number is a bond tracer number. Each human being is worth between $100,000 and $450,000 in stolen compound interest, illegal debt and stolen labor value. Jazara Article 21, Debt Nullification, is being calculated now. Every single mortgage. Every student loan. All of them. Every medical bill charged with illegal compound interest since 1971 is being calculated and entered into your ledger as you read this. When the QFS locks your debt, it vanishes. When your debt is paid off, you are free. See daily reports. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, the old financial system is dead. The new system is live. XRP is the currency of the new world. Trump is leading the reset, 107, JFK Jr., Juan Osavenk on Telegram. July 2026. The financial revolution is happening. Banks are collapsing. The old system is failing. The new system is rising. The old system dies. The Federal Reserve has controlled money for 113 years through debt slavery. The dollar is worthless. The banking system is corrupt. The financial institutions are criminals. The people are awake. The people are ready. The people are demanding change. The new system rises. Nizara/Jazara is activated. See daily reports. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, the Great Awakening is not coming, it is already here, Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. For decades, humanity has lived inside a carefully constructed illusion, a prison made of money, lies, and silence. You were told that sickness is normal, that poverty is natural, that wars are inevitable. But beneath the surface, a different reality has been prepared. QFS, the quantum financial system. MedBeds, the technology they hid from you. EBS, the emergency broadcast system. Remember this, you are not here by accident. The great silence before the signal. Watch for these markers. Lights cutting out in government buildings for minutes at a time. News anchors losing audio simultaneously across networks. Sudden revaluation of currencies in small, insignificant nations. An unexpected global message, looping across every screen. See daily reports. Monday, August 17, 2026, Schiff goes silent as Kennedy exposes 7 years of lies, and ZOA peak on YouTube. Monday, August 17, 2026, Trump issued a stark warning after sensitive information about a covert U.S. operation in Iran was reportedly leaked while an American F-15 pilot was missing. Trump argued the disclosure endangered the pilot by alerting Iranian forces and civilians, saying authorities are aggressively searching for the source. He said the media organization involved could be pressured to identify the leaker, declaring, "Give it up or go to jail." Tuesday, August 18, 2026, Monroe Doctrine 2.0. Trump's strategy is portrayed as a sweeping effort to reassert U.S. dominance across the Western Hemisphere. Cartels are treated as national security threats while China, Russia, and Iran are framed as competing for strategic influence. Venezuela, Guyana, and Colombia form a crucial geopolitical triangle involving oil, military access, and regional power. The central message, this is presented as more than a drug war, it's a battle over who controls the hemisphere, martial law on Telegram. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, the conservative province of Alberta, Canada, is voting to begin the process of seceding from Canada on October 19. If it succeeds, Alberta will begin the process of seceding, pending a final vote next year. SEC. Scott Bessent has encouraged Alberta, noting they want sovereignty from the leftists in Canada. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, Bill Gates' daughter faces 20 years in prison as evidence exposes massive billionaire fraud scheme. Phoebe Gates's billion-dollar startup company Fia has been accused of cookie stuffing, artificially inflating web traffic to defraud customers, influencers and investors. Now she could be heading to jail. When is Bill getting charged? Gitmo TV on Telegram. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, collapse of media, the silence has already begun, EBS on Telegram. At 1:44 GMT, three major networks simultaneously glitched. CNN looped the same weather map for 77 minutes. BBC broadcasted a 9-second clip on repeat across all channels. Fox News showed nothing but an empty studio feed. What is happening behind the scenes? Archive servers have been seized. Internal communications confirm entire editorial boards were dismissed without announcement. Anchors are disappearing, officially on vacation, but their desks remain empty. Streaming platforms quietly pulled thousands of documentaries and investigative reports. Expect. Loop confessions of journalists under oath. Tribunal testimony played in place of late-night comedy. Screen showing the same message, the same footage, the same truth, everywhere, at once. Your favorite anchors will not return. Your talk shows will not resume. The stage is burned. The actors are gone. Next marker, entire studios will go black, not just channels. Networks will dissolve. Broadcasters will resign en masse. The media has been tried. The verdict is guilty. The sentence is silence. When the screens go black, the truth goes live. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, $40 trillion debt bombshell, America enters the danger zone, $3 billion a day in interest as Treasury yields erupt, U.S. Treasury Center on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.